More than 30 people were murdered in Milwaukee during the first quarter of this year. Almost all were shot to death. It's been a busy time for some folks from Milwaukee inner city congregations Allied for Hope, who hold sidewalk prayer vigils for the deceased.
God, as we gather this morning to remember Richard, to pray for him, to thank you for the 57 years that he had here.
On this March day, the group remembers 57-year-old Richard Harris, who police say was shot in the street outside his home. Harris's brother Joseph comes by unexpectedly and talks about his sibling.
I know one thing, he didn't bother no one, and he stayed with my mom. He helped people out.
Last year at this time, there were plenty of non-fatal shootings in Milwaukee, but the death toll was about a third of this year's number. Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn has occasionally been in the media talking about the increase in murders. Last week, he was asked about it again, and whether any police officers dismayed by former officer Christopher Manny's failure to win his job back in the Dontre Hamilton case are up for the challenge on the streets.
Now, we're going to do our best to continue to provide them the training and the support and the tactics they need to be successful. But we recognize that we're facing a significant problem right now, and we are going to be committed to getting it under control.
Flynn says his officers have already seized about 520 guns from criminals this year, 100 more than last year at this time. In some of the more violent neighborhoods, a new violence prevention program is trying to get underway.
It ends now.
Come on now, brother.
And it starts right now.
Come on, brother.
That's all I have to say.
A coalition of Milwaukee churches, neighborhood groups, and community activists gather at a news conference to announce a safe zone initiative that aims to interrupt or head off potential violence. William Harris plans to be one of the so-called hood ambassadors. He says he used to be part of the problem and served time in prison.
But we're here now to put a stamp on this. If you don't believe us now, you will believe us. Because we're here. We're here to make this happen. We're going to make this happen.
But even as some work for safe zones, there's concern that some state lawmakers and Governor Walker may take a step that would increase guns and gun violence in Milwaukee and elsewhere in the state. A bill partway through the legislature would eliminate the 48-hour waiting period to buy a handgun.
Bad news and bad thinking. I can't imagine why anyone would want to support that.
Milwaukee prayer vigil attendee Joyce Elwanger takes a dim view of doing away with a cooling off period to get a gun.
A lot of the incidents that we see are incidents of retaliation, instant retaliation and of anger, and of anger that could be dissipated before something as tragic as a life is taken.
But Governor Walker appears ready to sign the waiting period elimination bill if the measure reaches his desk, after maybe some tweaks to protect domestic violence victims. Walker says criminal background checks on gun buyers can now be done quickly.
We want to make it hard for criminals to get access to illegal guns, but make it convenient for law-abiding citizens to use a firearm.
In about 10 days, Walker and other possible GOP presidential candidates plan to speak at the National Rifle Association annual meeting in Tennessee. In Milwaukee, people are hoping April is not another bad month for gun homicides. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.